Finn's Flegg. I made his acquaintance at the Battle of Shreelock during the last Vampire Wars. My platoon and his mixed it up pretty good. We ended up being the only survivors. For a while there, Flegg got the upper hand on me.
Why did he kill you?
I don't know. Probably having too much fun torturing me. You know, what the hell? Gave me time so I could turn the tables on him.
Why didn't you kill him?
I hesitated. Remember what I told you about sentiment? Same thing applies to hesitation. How far away are they, Kuntana?
A collector or two, I estimate four in the party. Found blood trails heading into the jungle, too.
The survivors with them. Commanding officer back there was gutted alive.
Flegg.
I didn't know you were a mind reader. That's where you read my mind.
Yeah, Flegg just definitely has his phone.
That's funny. Vampires saying another vampire stinks. You're a riot.
You see me laughing?
Hey, there are people out here we should be saving.
You got a lot to learn about vamps.
Well, he took them in the woods to feed. Rescue's now a pastime. This is a cleanup.
We didn't hear about human flesh that makes it so tasty out of doors. Come closer and let me know. Ooh, ooga booga.
Ladies, let's put it away. Rosa, you're on knockdown. Everyone else, make sure you got your short lances ready. Let's do it.
Couldn't we just shoot him?
Homeboy don't want to chip a nail.
Not all vampires are created equal. What kills one is useless on another. Only way to kill a Voorhees is to shoot him in the heart. To do that, you gotta pierce the bone casing that surrounds her chest cavity.
Right, the book said there's no point in winging him because they heal too fast.
Field-tested mythology on Voorhees is to knock him, sock him, bring him to the ground, and fight
him.
You relate our situation to corporate?
Done.
Good. Let's go play in the woods.
Off to Grandma's house we go.